The people at the meetings gathered around me in kindness in those early days, and I did not drink, but the spiritual demons of withdrawal descended on me. I was black, and these people were white. What did they know about suffering? What could they tell me? I was black and bright, and the world had consistently rejected me for it. I hated this world, its people, and its punishing God. Yet I believed the people in AA were sincere, and whatever they believed in was working for them. I just did not believe that AA would work for me as a black drunk. I genuinely believed that I was different until much later, when I had what I now know to be my first spiritual awakening, that I was an alcoholic and I didn't have to drink. I also learned that alcoholism, as an equal opportunity illness, does not discriminate, is not restricted to race, creed, or geography. At last, I was released from the bondage of my uniqueness. In early sobriety, I had to continue to live in a flophouse filled with active drunks. Not drinking, I became acutely aware of my surroundings, the foul smells, the noise, the hostility and physical danger. My resentments mounted at the realization that I had flushed a career down the drain, disgraced and alienated my family, and been relegated to the meanest of institutions, a Skid Row shelter. But I was also able to realize that this bonfire of resentment and rage was beckoning me to pick up a drink and plunge into my death. Then I realized that I had to separate my sobriety from everything else that was going on in my life. No matter what happened or didn't happen, I couldn't drink. In fact, none of these things that I was going through had anything to do with my sobriety.